Hey guys, welcome back to episode 6 of Ramble. This is your host, Leah Feeney.
And 11 Allstein. Still sick, guys.
And right now, we have no guests, but we're going to do a little mukbang.
So my sister just got back from Belgium, and in Europe, everything's different, apparently. So she did bring more than this. She brought, like, a lot of candy that they don't have in the United States home. Sorry. But what we have here is some milk chocolate from Belgium. It's pink. It's organic, but I hope it doesn't make it ugly and gross.
What does organic even mean?
I have no fucking clue.
Like, what is organic food?
No
does
idea.
It just mean, like, no pesticides?
I have no idea.
Oh, look, it's in grams, too. 100 grams.
Isn't it in grams in the United States, too?
No.
Okay, and then we have Doritos, but they're, like, sweet chili pepper. Is that a regular...
I don't think we have that.
It's I don't think we have that. It's like, yeah, it's like navy blue.
I'm trying to describe it because you guys can't see.
And then what's different about Europe is that they have like it's called Nutri-Score, and it's out of E. A, B, C, D, and E. These are
yeah, but why would they tell you if it's an E?
I don't know.
Like, if it's the worst, why would they want you to know right on the front? Like, obviously no one's going to buy it then.
I know. That sucks. But let's try it. Which one do you want to try first? I want to try this one. I'm going to put this down.
Yeah, I just placed it down gently.
Do you think you can hear us if I put it down like this?
Yeah. Okay. Let's try to lean over.
We'll put it down here.
Yeah, we'll taste it.
Oh, it's like cool packaging. It's like pretty.
What does it say on it? Is it in English?
Yeah. It says, something just helped planting a tree.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Oh, it says something at the bottom.
Ernest.
Oh, it's all about the farmers.
Farmers.
They plant trees, which each bar grown bought.
Belgian chocolate.
Let's get a little cube.
Uh oh. I didn't cube it nice.
Okay.
Okay, here's your cube.
What are we doing in here, girls?
Filming a podcast.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta come in here.
Okay.
For what class? How long is this gonna take?
I mean, we can leave. We can find another place if you have to come in here.
No, what class are you?
We're in study hall. We're just doing this.
Oh, all right. Could you bump down to 20? No, it's in there.
We can find a flex room.
All right, because I have somebody that's got to do the same thing. I'm sorry. Can you go next door to Mr. McKenzie's room? That room is usually good.
Okay.
Where are those microphones? What are those?
There's little cute microphones.
You put it in your phone and then you could just...
Where'd you get those from?
Amazon. It was like $5.
Do they work? Or
yeah,
they sound
yeah, they
crap?
Do. They sound good.
Okay.
You want to try a piece of Belgium chocolate?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, how long is this gonna take?
No, we can just move right now.
Sure. All right, just check. I'm sorry.
What do you use to upload the podcast?
Okay.
RCC. I'll show you. We have to move though, but I'm not gonna stop the pod.
Because there's an app for it too, so I wanted to know if that worked.
But I have a subscription
can
at the moment.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm waiting.
We gotta collect all the belongings. We have to move.
Can you get
moved.
The what, please?
Just don't rumble it too much. It's very loud. We're going to Mr. McKenzie's house.
Okay.
It's kind of rude.
This one?
Yeah. Hey guys. We're currently moving.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just weak.
This is cute.
Oh. I've never been in this room before.
I don't know how we're going to sit here.
Oh, God, I call dibs on the floor.
Go ahead.
Not on the beanbag, just on the floor. It looks like Stranger Things in here.
That's a good hack.
Sorry, guys.
We're just going to all sit on the floor, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, we found a new room. Hey guys,
because we got kicked out because they have to use that flex room.
We have some special guests.
Okay, everyone, get a piece of Belgian chocolate. We're gonna try it.
Do they say come in here?
Mr. Gary.
Yeah,
did.
He told us we could. Oh shit! I don't know. Probably. You just don't eat it. I don't want to look. The label's in like French, so I can't read it anyway.
Oh, is this your zero chocolate food that you got?
Yeah. Do you want one?
I had one.
Don't taste test
no.
that yet.
No.
Not yet.
Everyone introduce themselves. We have...
Mia. Frankie.
And...
Gio.
We have all of our guests.
And Gio.
Hang on. That's gonna sound terrible.
Okay.
All
right. We're gonna taste this as Belgian chocolate, guys.
Ready to go? You just put in your mouth.
Go. I had a Dorito on my hand. Sorry, I'm fat. I don't like chewing on chocolate.
I do.
Mm. You don't like, can I have one, please? Because if I have an allergic reaction, I want to make sure in your interview. I'm gonna check the ingredients.
Is this today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, really?
It just tastes like regular chocolate to me.
Yeah, I don't think there is nuts in it. There's not. I don't taste any. You're good. I'll bring it home. Oh, it's toasty. I'm hot.
It just tastes like regular chocolate. I don't get the hype.
It could just be healthier.
I don't like chocolate.
It's organic, guys.
It's organic, yeah. But now we have sweet chili pepper Doritos. Wanna try them?
Yeah.
I'm not liking the smell.
Those are taste like the purple here. Ones. No, they're from Europe, Belgium.
No, I'm not eating.
My sister's there.
Yeah, this is gonna be a whole video.
These are good.
Yeah.
Can we get these in the U.S.?
I don't know.
These are pretty good. They're kind of like a little tangy.
Purple ones. They're just not spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, these aren't spicy at all.
Very good though.
I feel like purple ones are
very good. Very good.
Very delectable. Okay. Other than our mukbang, yeah. How's everyone been? Before we get into it, how has everyone been? Frankie, start us off.
Nope, no glazing. How have you been?
Okay. Nope. Okay, you're gonna have to go in more in depth than that.
I've been okay. And haven't done anything, and I'm really sweaty right now.
You know, you have a jacket on, you can take it off if you want to. Okay. Mia, have you been? What's up with your life? Like, what's new?
Continue. I've been very good. All I've been doing is going to shows. I'm going to another one on Friday. Shout out Hard Feeling, shout out Windsor.
Did you get your haircut?
I did last week. I got a cut. Thank you. Thank you. Everything's been good. I'm really super good. The only thing that is not good is my sister isn't home yet. So Ella's sister's home and mine isn't. So no. Okay, next.
How's it been, Gio?
So actually, guys, I've been really stressed recently because I have so many things coming up. I'm very stressed out. Like, my junior interview was probably stressing me out the most, which is actually in approximately 40-50 minutes, so we'll let you know how that goes. But then I have this concert, Olivia Rodrigo concert, I'm going to April 1st. No idea what I'm wearing. Not a clue. And then the SATs are the 3rd. And then Ben's prom is the 5th, which I hate my fucking dress. And yeah, it's red. It's, yeah. It genuinely is. And I don't,
Do you have a picture of it?
No. Hold it. And it's like, the dress itself is pretty on me. I don't like it. Can I have another piece of chocolate as well? Yes. Thanks.
If there's nuts in this, Gio, I'm
gonna. It won't be your fault because I put it on myself, and I would love to have an. I have an EpiPen. I'll be okay. You can put it in me. You've done it before, no? Didn't you open mine? Like,
Can you fake your allergic reaction so we can go home?
Oh my god, I literally could do that. But either way, I'll have to reschedule my thing, so I might as well just do it. Unless I have a real one, so.
Okay, stop.
Sorry.
Well, if you reschedule your junior interview, then you'll get to wear different dress.
So more. Yeah, but I won't be graded easier.
What color? I mean, graded easier.
It's black, but it has like a boob hole, so I can't wear it. No, I'm talking about today.
What's your prom dress?
It's red. It's long.
Ooh.
Where'd
you get it?
Macy's.
Love Macy's.
Because it's not my prom, so I don't really like care that much.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty dress. It doesn't look good on me, so I just have to suck it up.
You might like it when you actually get ready and done.
Yeah.
You might change.
Will Gio and Ben break up before this prom or not?
Before his prom?
Yes. I can't even see it.
When is his prom?
The 5th.
Of April?
April. We're not breaking up.
No.
I wish, but they won't.
That's a good answer,
so it's 50-50.
50-50. We're going to have this poll going all day.
We'll continue all day.
We will not be breaking up. Sorry. He's in Costa Rica right now, guys.
Costa Rica. Wingstop where?
In Sonoma?
No, it's in Connecticut.
Yep. I've been to a few.
There's many of Wingstops in Connecticut, no?
Where is Wingstops?
There's
Southington, no? Or is that...
There's one in Antonia.
Southington, right?
Ooh,
or is that not Wingstop?
There's one in Waterbury.
Is there not one in Southington? Or am I making it up?
So.
What's the one? What's the one next to Chick-fil-A? What is that? What is right next to? What is right next to Chick-fil-A in Southington? Mission Barbecue. Sorry, I'm getting my things mixed up, guys.
There's also a Mission Barbecue in Milford.
Is there?
Okay.
I think Mission Barbecue is a sit-down restaurant.
I
love Mission Barbecue.
I have never been there.
Guys, I've been good. I have softball though, which
you gotta be a little healthy.
I have to be healthy, and I have not been healthy for the last couple months. And
speaking
yeah, and yeah, I'm kind of scared because I have to pitch now. Mm-hmm. I've never had to pitch for Woodland, but now I have to. And shit. Okay.
What do you usually batter?
What?
Batter,
did you just say batter?
Isn't everyone's, that what it's called?
Everyone's batter.
Everyone's batter.
Yeah, but what if you
batter
like...
up?
I really no, I'm a center fielder. Yeah, center fielder.
His office, I think.
Well, that's
right over there.
That's up there.
Yeah,
the man upstairs.
I don't know.
That's him, I think, actually.
It's
I
either
know they're right next door to each
other. He's never in his office.
Him ever. Or that's a conference room.
Yeah.
Then what's this? Weird.
This is like Miss.
Weird hallway.
This is Dr. Mulligan's advisory. I know they painted in here.
Probably have some other bug in here.
Yeah. Or an
advisor. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just made for the hallway. These should be classrooms.
If Sophia was here, she'd be screaming.
Oh, wait, we can dim the lights. You guys want to dim the lights?
Sure.
An app.
Dim them.
Anyone have a tissue on them? Oh, gross. Okay. I'm going to It's like, what?
I think you're a placebo.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
Like, no, let her think it. Let her think it every time. Like, my throat is itchy and my hand is itchy.
Every time
she thinks she's having an allergic reaction, it actually happens.
Can someone hold the chocolate on this?
Another one.
Like, no. This. I want to read it.
Do your junior interview, and then let's go.
It's in fucking French. How am I supposed to read this?
Google translation.
If it says Nutte?
That's English right there. I'm reading.
Where, this?
Growing pure ingredients. Is that not English?
No, but
there's a scan. Check. The tree tracker. We don't need to do that.
I was scared for a second.
Wait, what is the brand?
It says hazel and pistachio on this.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is real.
Yeah. Hazel, pistachio, walnutto. Oh, my God.
I don't think she is actually looking
at it.
Okay. Maybe it's time to go to the nurse.
Do you need a little EpiPen?
Oh, my God, I'm scared. You're
red. Let me see it. No, I'm getting red because I'm scared.
Read the first two lines.
It's in
like French.
No, if it's a
hazel pistache walnut.
If it's the first few ingredients, that means it's the most potent.
I know.
I didn't taste it at all.
Me either. No, I definitely taste a little hazelnut.
Yeah, me too.
I'm scared.
It
tastes like Nutella.
Hey guys, there's English on here, right here. It has it in all different languages. The ingredients.
Uh oh.
Cane sugar, cocoa butter. No, it says may contain. Soy, almonds, pistachio, walnuts, and hazelnuts. Everything says that.
May contain.
Everything says may contain.
You're just gaslighting yourself.
One, just in case
no!
Guys, I don't want to be here.
That doesn't mean kill yourself.
I won't die.
I know, but still, it's like my fault.
It's not your fault. I offered. Or I took it.
What? Okay.
I'll vouch for that. I looked in the
This episode is now titled, We Killed Gio. We fed her nuts.
Put nuts in Gio's mouth. Put seizing. Can you please name it that?
Put
nut in Gio's mouth and she started seizing. Name that, please.
Title.
You seize when I do that, Gio.
Yeah, it
wasn't a seize. What's a topic we can talk about,
guys?
Let's change the topic.
All right.
There's a lot going on.
We're going to introduce what we're actually talking about today. Today, we're talking about people. Many different types of people. Because in sociology, we start talking about Appalachian people. Appalachian. Shut up. Appalachian. And, like, why are there feral people? I mean, I get why there is. Like, that's a dumb question. Mm-hmm. But, like, let's go more into each type. Like, NPCs, people in the mountains, Salem
they
witches.
Are real.
Like, tribes,
NPC
all that.
People.
Ooh, Reddit stories is good. I just read that. Do you have any?
Can we start with that?
Like, some of them are fucking crazy.
I know. Reddit. Can we just like, can we, we should do a whole topic where it's like, am I the asshole? We should say if they are the asshole or not.
Yeah. I would want to be on that so bad.
Am I the asshole? I'm looking it up on Reddit, guys. Stories. There is no service in here. I'd love to bring that up.
Gio is begging on her knees for some nut right now. No, why are you trying to kill your sister?
I
want to
go home. Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Before the hospital pissed off with the new EpiPen. Go home.
Guys, I'm not loading.
Can we just tell mom you're having an allergic reaction?
Should I go down to the nurse's office and be like,
I'm gonna have to go to the hospital. She's gonna put the EpiPen in me. I'm gonna have to go to the hospital.
No, you can't inject epinephrine unless you're having actual symptoms.
Yeah, just be like,
because I can't do that.
Yeah, she's still eating it.
Where's
she's eating the nuts.
Belgian chocolate that has Belgian direct ingredients, so we don't know what's in it, and we just took the risk.
And there was nut on the cover.
Guys, I knew I should have screenshot some stories last night. I did read some Reddit stories. I should have screenshot them because there is no service here.
Oh wait, I have one. Start itching,
G. You can't keep moving the mic around. It sounds like...
I'm sorry. I don't know. If you guys, like, want to, like, watch people, like, read Reddit stories, go on Smosh. They do, like, the Reddit story things. One of them...
I just listen to other podcasts that do them.
Yeah. One of them I know was... This guy was like, am I the asshole for bringing my pet raccoon to my sister's wedding? Even though she asked me not to, but he was on a leash and wasn't, like, didn't get into anything. And he was, like, in a suit. He was in, like, a little suit.
Oh, come on.
And like, I think that the girl getting married kicked her brother out because he brought the raccoon.
Okay, I would have loved that at my wedding.
Yeah, like, if
it was his pet. Like, it was literally his, like,
asshole,
his pet.
But why, like, I wouldn't bring my dog to a wedding.
No, and also, like, especially he was told specifically not no.
To. Yeah, but if he's in a suit.
I know, it's cute, but, like, if this is...
If he has a little bow tie, like, come on.
It's her wedding.
But, like, if it was my wedding, Raccoon obviously invited.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
There's a seat for him with his name on it.
Literally with Mr. Raccoon.
Suit Raccoon.
Professor.
Mr. Suit.
Dr. Raccoon.
I'll try and think of more.
What are we talking about? That was just dumb. It was really bad. Raccoon
at a wedding.
So I need to know what the
fuck. Why is with there a little suit on? Zero internet in this room.
I know.
Like SOS. On my phone.
Yeah, me too.
Go to the nurse. Guess we're just gonna have to go.
No, what do you say?
We're going to the nurse.
Why?
Oh, we're going home.
Please don't die.
Oh, we're going home. I don't even feel like that bad. But I just want to go home.
Just tell him that you ate something that may contain nuts,
yeah,
and you're scared.
I'm
you want to go home.
I'm worried about it, so I just want to say she's gonna
be like, just come back down.
I ate a piece of chocolate and I read the label from Belgium.
Don't tell them who it's
Belgian
from.
Belgian chocolate. Belgium. Yeah, don't tell us who it's from. I'm not trying to get suspended.
No, you're not going to get in trouble.
I know.
Ella
tried to kill Gio Salvatore. Gio Salvatore. I just called her Gio Salvatore. Wow. Gio Santella.
Who else can we text to bring in?
I don't know. Are they even going to find this room?
Yeah. Text Christian. He could talk. Okay. He also has some snacks.
Let's just start.
Now I can spread.
I don't want to say spread. But... Okay. Anyways.
I need to get comfy, though.
Now I can get comfy, guys.
Comfy.
Here. Let's start talking about the Appalachian people.
Oh, yes. Do you know about the Appalachian people, Mia?
I'm pretty sure.
It's about the people who live in the Appalachian Mountains. The mountains go from, Maine to Florida? Or Tennessee or something?
Kentucky. Yeah, it's like Maine to, like...
And the government is trying to keep those people there because they are not registered with the U.S. They are not civilization. Like, they have their own little houses.
They're
whatever.
Not civilization.
They're all inbred.
Yeah.
Hello? Keep them the fuck away.
Yeah. And that brings us also,
they're all
like,
crazy.
Amish people. They're, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
They live their own life. But the Amish have a religion. The Appalachian people don't have religion.
I always wondered if, like, Amish people have to pay taxes and shit.
What's the question?
I'll type it. Because I don't want it set on the pod. Okay. It's not, literally not anything bad. It's just, like, the stupidest question in the world.
I'm excited.
Wait, does it have anything to, relating to our topic?
No.
Oh,
okay, you guys can keep talking.
Okay.
So how do they know that they're all, inbred?
Because you could tell.
You can tell. No, because once the genes are all the same, it fucks, everything
up. When the genes are spliced too close together, they start messing up the genetics of the descendants.
Yeah, what?
That's some big words.
But, like, if I was hiking or, like, walking on that trail and some fucking Appalachian guy walked up to me, I'm shooting them.
Oh, yeah. No, and now they're cannibals, too. They yeah, they eat people.
People who live in the caves, like the Appalachian, who live in the caves are, like, cannibals. We learned about it in sociology, guys.
Yeah, but also, like, I was looking up in English how many, like, what people were, maybe it was last night I looked this up, how many people actually trailed the whole Appalachian Mountain.
Yeah.
It wasn't that many.
Yeah, because they all die.
There's maybe, like, 13 or something. Also, it takes, survived. Like,
years? It takes, like, months, yeah.
To
like,
walk that far?
5 to 7 months. I googled
in
it.
In the mountains?
From state to state.
Yeah.
If it's from,
it's
like...
from, like, the north to all the way to, that, to like, Mississippi or something.
Yeah, they just quit their job. And...
Yeah, what? Nah, they're literally, like, the Amish people that walk who don't have jobs.
And how are they getting food? Like,
let's talk about fucking Amish people. Oh, my God.
What was the question?
Oh, I don't know if
you
I
could
want
say
to
it
ask
aloud.
The question because I think I'm gonna ask someone else.
Oh.
It's literally, it has nothing to do with...
I want to know the question. Can I see?
What's I didn't even write
just
it.
Just say it
I
aloud.
I was writing it, and then I was like...
What's the question?
Lip sync it.
No, I'll say it.
She's embarrassed.
No, she's a little flustered. Uh-oh, I think I deleted every single note that we just wrote.
There's a back button.
Where?
At the top. Yes, sir, it is.
I think I deleted it.
No, you're fucking lying.
Did I?
You can go and you recently deleted.
How?
What'd you do? Put the snacks in the chair. So why is our food on the carpet?
How do I go back, Leah? I think I genuinely just deleted this whole thing. Oh, it's right here, it's right here.
God, you scared me. Amish people, how do you guys feel about Amish people? They are also inbreeding.
Who, Amish people?
I don't know if I talked about this. I might have, I don't remember. But it's where the men can't like control themselves when they're aroused.
Gross.
So they go to the closest women, which could be their children. Or parents? Or wife?
Why can't you just use yourself? Like, just do it yourself.
They don't do that. Yeah.
So they're against, like,
but they,
self-gratification, but they're not against fucking their child.
Mm-hmm. Like, if their wife is, like, asleep or something, but the child's up, they're gonna go to the child first.
That's disgusting.
Same thing with brothers and sisters.
I can't even think about that.
Like, outhouses go crazy over there. Like, if you're in an outhouse alone, you're a girl, you're done. It's clips.
You're done.
You're actually done. You're dead.
Yeah.
Like, you won't die, but
yeah. Wow.
Mischievous things are happening to you.
That's like, oh my God. Like, Amish people, pilgrims, like, people in tribes. Like, they all just, like...
Oh, I love the pilgrims.
The pilgrims?
In, like, the Salem witch trials.
Oh, yeah. But, like...
They just killed people left and right. They were just trying to protect themselves.
John Proctor.
John Proctor.
Abigail Williams.
I remember in English last year when I was the girl and Nico was John Proctor.
I know.
That was so funny.
I had the shortest role,
so I was just playing Roblox every single block. Like, every English class I played Roblox.
I was John Proctor's wife. I forget her name.
I remember Nico was, like... He kept erasing Madam. My name and putting Julian's because he wanted Julian to play the like
the
main,
girl
male
yeah.
main female role
main
but it was like the second.
Well,
I love pilgrims, guys.
What even are pilgrims? They're like the Mayflower, right?
Like, yeah, like the first people.
First people? Like Pocahontas, like, is am I thinking the same
Pocahontas
thing?
Pocahontas is not a pilgrim.
No, like
she's
the people that like she was with.
Hello. You guys see what I see? There's literally colorful lights.
How do we turn them on? Well, I don't turn them on.
Plug them in, maybe?
You want to plug them in? I don't want them to walk in and be like, what are you guys doing here? Turn on my lights. Fuck up with my lights.
I'll turn it on.
I just want to see it.
I just want to see
them. We have some lights in here. We've never been in this room. It's brand new.
No, that's not it.
No,
there's an outlet right there. Oh. The LEDs are on.
Plug in the other one.
In here.
Oh my God, half of them are broken. What the hell?
Ooh,
oh, this is so
cool.
It's
a party, bro.
Can we turn the lights down?
The lights off.
I'm dimming the
lights. This would be like a sick bomb ass podcast room.
Can we come in here every time?
Yeah, what?
Oh shit. Guys, this is really cool.
Damn.
This is the environment.
This is definitely something.
Can we come back here?
I kind of want to redo my room now that I think about this.
Ooh, yellow. I like the purple.
I like the purple. Yeah, that's purple. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I like that blue. Mia doesn't know how to use a remote.
Does anyone think Gio's coming back? I honestly
definitely not. Don't. What if she's actually having an allergic reaction?
Think there's nuts in there.
Just make
America. America.
Well, when it says may contain, and then it says every single nut in the history of nuts ever.
It's a little sketchy. It's a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
There's people in the hallway. It's okay when they bring them in. I see feet. Oh.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, no, but off topic, I really want to redo my room right now. Like, I want a new comforter.
I just redid mine.
And I want, like, cute little, like, decorations.
I just redid mine for spring.
But I, what? Is your room still blue?
No, it's white.
No, it's white. Mine's, like, beige, so I could do a lot with it. Like, I could do so much with it.
We're redoing my basement right now, and that's basically, like, becoming my second room. Because I'm putting my posters and shit down there. We're getting lights for soundproofing.
Yeah.
I really hope you're not too far away. We can't hear you.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
No, but like I kind of want like a pink comforter, like a pink.
When did you put these ideas on? I didn't even know these were on here.
I don't know. I did it during the English, but like I do really want to like redo my room. And I was thinking about it, like if I rearrange my room and like reclean it, I could have so much more space.
Oh yeah!
Wow, I could make a whole podcast corner, guys. Podcast corner in my room. I really want a beanbag. My mom has said no to a beanbag.
I have a beanbag in my basement. It's huge.
I have like 18 couches in my basement because my I don't know why. My mom just loves buying couches.
I like your basement. It's cozy.
It is cozy, but like.
Need some lights.
It does. No, we got. I just put LEDs on like one of those banisters in my basement. Ooh. And it was cool while it lasted. And my mom painted and ripped them down. But it was cool while it lasted. But I did put LEDs behind the TV, so it like emits light from the back of it.
Oh, I have that too. I have LEDs behind my TV.
Yeah.
Do you guys think psychics are real?
Psychics? Like people that predict things, or like people that
like palm readers?
You know, like, oh, I don't know about like palm readers and tarot cards and shit.
That girl who was like, she lived in New Orleans. She was like the voodoo queen of New Orleans. She's real.
She's real.
She's real. I mean, she's dead. But, like, she's real. I think her.
Weren't there also vampires in New Orleans?
New Orleans is right?
New Orleans was the year of the jazz.
Where is New Orleans? Isn't that where Tiana's from?
Okay. Oh,
that scared the hell out of me.
Did she make you guys come back?
Yeah. She said go back there if it continues, and we also stopped and saw Mr. Amato and told him that I may not be there, because maybe he's like, okay, like, just take care of yourself. I'll fly ship.
Okay.
But,
Leah's
on my
bean. Sorry. Now I just really want a pink comforter, and I want like cool. I want it like a light pink. Like I'm feeling that recently.
A little excursion.
I need to just clean my room, and like
is make your room it all green. Soft.
What
is your room still green?
No,
what color is it now?
It's beige. I went through a lot of phases. I started off with half pink, half purple.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, when I was younger, and then what was that after? Because I switched rooms. Mm-hmm. So it was, then it was like neon green, like the lime, neon green. And then I switched again and it was gray. Because that was my sister's room. So we switched rooms. So it was, I had hers, so it was gray. And then I painted it. I wanted it to be baby pink, like a light pink. And my mom's like, no, that's ugly. So she picked the color. I was like, thanks. So she painted it like a light purple. I hated it because it went with nothing in my room. It was a light purple.
Sorry, you guys can ignore me.
Div, okay? You don't have anything. I think you're just stressing about it.
Sorry, I'm not trying to distract.
What?
I'm gonna call mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Not yet. I want to keep hearing this.
I went light. What was I at? I was at light purple. And then I painted my room from light purple.
It's in the hallway.
Light purple to sage green. Sage green was a look, it lasted for a very long time. And after the sage green, I was finally over it. I went beige.
My sister's
because I'm no
if you
one.
See people in the hallway, can you like tell them to come in?
Send them in here?
Yeah.
Until we walk out and it's like a teacher in the hallway.
Can we talk about how I looked up my house on Zillow yesterday in Soch?
Oh, in class? Yes, I saw.
And I was looking at my old room and how our old walls used to be yellow and how my room was purple, yours was pink, and your scary American Girl doll is in the corner of one of the pictures looking
can
right
we
at the
all
camera.
Our room colors?
That is scary.
Mine? Mine's beige right now.
Mine was only purple, green, and white.
Mine was originally baby pink, then it was orange because I had a phase for a few years, and now it is gray.
Mine was purple, and then it was teal, and then it was gray. But it did have a story about the gray, guys. I wanted a white wall. One white wall. It didn't work out. So now it's all gray.
Did they say no?
They said yes, and then it didn't look good because I think we painted it wrong.
I wanted one something, but I don't remember what it was. I wanted one wall, a different color, too. I should know.
What are your rooms?
Okay. Sorry, I want everyone to hear me.
Is there any more chips?
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Pass. Make sure you move the mic away.
I'm itchy too.
Maybe it's just
no,
like,
no, me
looking.
Too. I'm like,
I'm
a little tired.
My rooms weren't really interesting, but my sister's
if
were.
If he was having a conference with like a kid, like a important conference, we would be able to hear the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
But. My sister's room, because I was never like able to paint, it was teal. Half the walls were teal, and the other walls were baby pink. And then it was just pink with little green polka dots all over it, like plastic polka dots, not like painted ones. And then it was all teal, for like. The longest time. That's when her like ocean theme started.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's light blue gray. And then I also wanted to paint my room. And she was like, well, you can't do the same color as me. Because she has like this insane theory that I want to be her. Which is like not fucking true. Hello, you're literally 23. I don't want to be you. And then... So now my room is
like he's trying to seduce
lighter of hers. My only room colors were beige, I think, till I was like 14. Because my room wasn't even supposed to be a room. My room was an office. Like, you've been to my room. It's not big at all.
I love your room.
But now it's just like light blue. But hopefully I'm trying to redo it soon. I'm trying to get like more posters. I wanted it to be green. Uh-huh. I want it to be green. So, or like... maroon.
You don't
want
to go green.
Yeah. Mm.
Regret it.
Wait, what color is it now?
It's like light blue gray. I don't think I have any pictures.
Like crazy green.
Well, no, I wanted like a light green.
Ew. No, I had like one wall was dark green. Another these two walls were like a lighter green, and then there's the lightest green, and then like another green on the ceiling.
Okay, well,
it was crazy.
I'm not living in the jungle.
It was the
have you had an allergic reaction recently?
Not
since you were four. So what if you're not even allergic to them?
I am. I got tested.
Really?
3 months ago.
Good. I want to get allergy tested because I've never had an allergic reaction, but I want to.
Yeah. Hello.
Because I want to know.
She's like a puffer fish. Their last one. It's really funny. Hospital,
and
I
stayed home with my aunt and my brother and my cousin.
They
made
gingerbread houses. I was in the fucking hospital.
I
had just gone
in the end.
Can I tell my story?
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, guys. Sorry, I dropped the mic. So what had happened was
this is the
only like major allergic reaction I've ever had. I was
it's so good.
My uncle Joey brought us ice cream. It was vanilla, or so he said. Frankie ate it. We were sitting at a little table. We were eating it, and then Frankie went upstairs to watch Ice Age with my mom, and I was still downstairs eating it because I was fat. Then I go upstairs, and I go into my mom's room. They're watching Ice Age, and she's like, "Turn on the light," because she thought I looked a little weird in the dark. So I turn on the light. Face is as big as a pufferfish. It was very closed, and my mom was yelling at my dad, call 911, and then he stabbed me in my leg with the EpiPen through my pants, and then my mom carried me down to the end of the driveway, to the ambulances. All of my neighbors were outside. All of them were concerned. They were all just staring at me, and the ambulance guy is trying to look at my face, and I buried it in my mom's head, in my mom's shoulder. I was like, I don't want to be here, and then I had to go in the ambulance, and that's all I remember, and I think I was there for like 2 days. and Frankie, and through all of this, Frankie, my cousin, and Sal were making gingerbread houses through my traumatic experience. That is all.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be?
And why?
You'd be a pufferfish. Yeah.
What would you be, Frankie?
A whale.
What?
What would you be, man?
A whale? I know that analogy.
Like a rabbit. A rabbit? Yeah. I could see that. Like a brown rabbit. A cute little brown rabbit. What would you be, Ella?
Like, probably like a lion or like a white tiger. Oh, yeah. Or, what did you say?
I said okay.
No, before.
I said okay.
No, like, what was what your was animal? Your animal?
Rabbit. Brown rabbit. I've got
not like one of those jackrabbits that are huge.
The jackrabbits that are like
yeah.
I was told I would be a penguin.
Oh, you would be penguin.
I feel like I'd be. I love penguins.
I would be like some ugly ass like walrus.
I want to be a cute little puff.
I would be a box jellyfish.
They're fucking hideous.
Or I'd want to be a blue ring octopus.
And no, you look like a squid.
Thanks.
You'd be a
thanks.
You'd be a squid.
Thanks. Frankie's laughing because she knows it's true.
I think Frankie would be like Finding Dory.
You know? Finding Dory?
You know
Finding
the
Nemo?
No, the fish.
There's Finding Dory too. Like
the fish that's Dory?
Just keep swimming.
What's that fish? Like the cute little blue fish.
Just keep swimming. Is that,
oh.
No, that's not a
call. No, that's Nemo.
You know those fish with the big lips?
Yeah.
I'd want to be one of those.
Blobfish.
Oh, man, I want to be a blobfish. Oh.
How do they even swim?
Yeah.
I was making fun of this kid who doesn't go to our school, so it doesn't matter. But I'm not going to say his name. Like, I'm just going to say. I was making fun of him because he has the most obnoxious fucking lips I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, oh, he kind of looks like that stupid fish with the big lips. He looks like a sucker fish. Because they have their lips downwards and they just eat the shit on the ground. That's literally him. Because he's disgusting.
What? I want a fish tank so bad.
Can I go in there? Can I live in there?
Stop. Do not have mascara on. Is it bad? No.
Oh my God. See your eyes. Are you puffy?
She was literally going crazy.
You're trying to make them puffy.
No, I'm literally not. They're so itchy.
Uh-oh. I think I killed Gio, guys.
No, this is literally.
This is the title of the podcast today.
Gio died from nut.
Ella killed Gio. Gio?
Ella killed Gio.
Gio dies from nut. Name it that.
Gio dies from nut. Guys, I am taking a walk because I need to blow my nose.
Can you tell people to come? Can you bring back.
I mean, yeah, I'll try to tell people to come. I don't know if they'll do it for me.
Come!
Now!
Can we get Vicky's voice on this podcast?
Yes. Yes, can we get Vicky on the pod?
Do you want this? I didn't use it.
Are you sure you didn't use it?
Guys, people keep snapping me, but I have no service, so I can't snap them back.
Why are you big and greedy taking all the chocolate?
Yeah, the book.
She didn't answer my question.
Can we get Vicky's voice on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, we're
gonna
call Vicky right now.
She
won't know she's on the podcast.
Wait, won't it go, like, bad if the speaker...
Get the person that called you a whale on the podcast. That's the second time
I've her. I don't think it was heard on the podcast.
Oh, it's
I didn't even hear it. Okay, fat ass eating all the chocolate.
I mean, it is her chocolate.
She's just fat.
What do we talk about? Because the topics are endless.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to remember more, like, Reddit stories. Like, I really
wish there was service in here, but we're in a cinder brick wall.
I know. We're literally in prison right now.
even if I was in prison, like...
actually, crazy story.
Can we talk about prison life?
Yeah, this guy...
I can talk about that.
Spent 17 years in prison for something that his doppelganger did. So the government gave him $1 million.
Because it was their fault.
Like, that's
the government's fault.
Like, no offense, that's it. Like, he spent 17 years.
Maybe, like, 5 mil. I'd be okay with.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, 17 mil.
Oh, a mil a year.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but I don't know what the laws are for that.
I don't know either, but they literally looked identical. Like,
the same. And what? Did he, like, what was he doing at the jury? Like, was he just like, guys, it wasn't me. Not guilty. And they're like, yes, you are. We have proof of you.
I don't know.
You're like, no, like, it wasn't me.
They were probably just like, oh, like, it's literally you. Like, if we have the proof. But they it was so crazy. They had the same exact weird beard cut, same exact mustache, like, same exact hair.
That's, no, how is it? We could talk about doppelgangers. How is that possible?
Are they real?
Like, how is it possible that, like, someone has the exact same look as you?
Let's talk about why people date people that look similar to them. Can we talk about
that? Is it brotherly love?
Is it
siblings are dating?
Is everyone secretly involved in incest? Question mark. Are we all secretly Amish?
Is everyone just kinky? Like, no, I think it's like you always resort back. Well, there's obviously people who don't, but a lot of people just resort back to their culture.
Yeah, like,
you know, like the same culture people want to be with the same culture people.
Yeah, I know, but that's just so weird. Like,
but obviously there are people that's different, like mixed couples and whatever, which is perfectly fine. But
yeah, it's just weird. One time I was
talking, maybe it's because it wasn't acceptable back then. Like, you weren't allowed to mix and match.
Maybe
no mixing and matching allowed.
But I was talking to my friend like a while ago about. Hey, Gio, you okay? Oh,
spammer.
But,
why? Because you've done it before? Huh? The boy who cried wolf.
No, but like, because I'm so nervous about the interview.
You can't go home. I will be naming this podcast Ella Killed Gio.
Gio, we're talking about why people go for people that look like them. Like, why people date.
If Ben looks like you, like, you guys could be siblings.
He has blue eyes and blonde hair.
No, but if you don't look at the features, like, if you look from a distance, like, you guys could be siblings.
I don't know. I don't feel like he does look like me, but I feel like in general, so from just that statement, why people go for people that look like them, if people are attracted to themselves.
That's true.
Oh, what? Being self-centered?
Yeah.
That's true.
But I feel like my boyfriend doesn't look like me at all. Like, we're completely different.
Yeah, you guys have very opposite features. No, but, like, some people just do. Like, I kind of did. Like, I was talking to this guy for a while, and everyone was like, you guys, like, look alike. And I was like, fuck, I don't know. But he also did have, like, long brown hair.
How long?
Like, longer than mine.
What about you?
Stuff's getting serious in the hallway.
They're not summoning anybody in. I'd love to talk to random people.
I know, right?
Interview them. I don't even know how long this thing is going on for. 42 minutes.
Not bad, not bad.
And we still have 20 minutes?
Yeah. So, just about. But, you said you have a subscription.
Yeah. It's rcc.com. It's where you can post. Because there's no service here. You gotta take a lap.
Lap.
Yeah, it's rcc.com or it's RSS. I don't know. It's RSS or RCC. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where you make an account, a little profile. You sign up for free. Your first episode is free, I think. And then it takes a little bit. You just press, you put in the things, you put in the picture, you put in the clip, the audio clip. I do it on my phone, then I save the voice memo to files, then I drag the file to the thing. I can do it on my phone. It's really easy.
Yeah, because I
was... And then you press publish, and the publish goes automatically to Spotify, then you just look it up on Spotify and add it to your playlist.
Yeah.
On your Spotify account.
Me and my friends are trying to start a Squabs cast. And...
Why, you enjoy this one?
Yeah, and we've been trying to start one since we, like, all became friends as a group, because we all like to fucking yap. And now that, like, now that my basement's done, we'll actually, like, have an area to do it.
No, but it does get difficult after a while. Like, we're already on, what, episode 6 today? And Gio has a look on her face. What's going on?
Not really.
She said no?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to die right now. I don't think I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But I don't feel good. I can't focus on my junior interview. I'm going to do so bad. I'm going to have to redo it anyway. So what is the point of me doing it right now?
Wish I had a little peanut.
She told me I could leave after. Like, so, like, you're just, like, I can literally retake it. I'm not, like, ignoring it. I'm gonna have to do it.
They're not allowed to leave.
I was gonna say, though, there's an app, Spotify for Podcasters, and it's free.
Is it free the whole time? Because the app I did said it was free. It was free for the first episode, and then it was like, oh, you want to pay for a subscription?
I'm not sure.
They're all like that.
I'm not sure because I haven't, like, started it yet, but maybe. But you do the same thing. You make a Spotify account, and you can upload it the same exact way. So I'll try and see, but I have to buy microphones. That was what the question was about. That was what my question was about.
I actually got these ones on TikTok Shop.
TikTok Shop?
$4.
$4?
Maybe a little less. Came in 2 days.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
And I love them. But you have to be careful because if someone drops it, if someone fiddles with it, you can hear it in the audio.
Well, yeah, but
Fucks up the audio. Like, you can't clip it on yourself because as soon as you move just a little bit, you can hear it.
So you didn't buy them on Amazon?
No.
Okay, because they're like 10.
I didn't want to tell people to get on TikTok Shop, but like now everyone's going to know. But
well, okay, let's talk about TikTok Shop. Is it trustworthy?
It's a little scary.
It is.
You can definitely get them on Amazon if you want to, but they might just be
like $17. Yeah. So.
Do you puffy eyes?
Like, guys, I'm not doing okay. I gotta leave.
With some of the sweet chili pepper on your eyes.
Oh my god.
Just a little bit. Do you often buy from TikTok Shop?
No. I did one time, and I bought a whole bunch of things and stuff. I got ramen for $2.
I had ramen last night.
I had ramen 2 days ago.
I know you called me.
It was really good. Finished it. Lips were terrible.
Dropped some ice cream on a new hoodie. Do I need 15 minutes to change? Should I go sit in there and just
Just tell him no.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm not trying to put it off. I genuinely don't think I'll focus
you
on
could
it,
do it
or do it.
Tomorrow.
Monday. I can't wait until tomorrow. I do it Monday.
Do it Monday. Only just tell him. Go tell him now, then.
Do you need me to call him? I would appreciate it if you
don't have to. I'm going to talk about prisons and, like, juvie.
Oh, okay, yeah. I really like watching prison shows.
Oh,
really
have you seen Orange is the New Black?
I watch it, like, 3 times.
Me too. I love it.
I think when people would, like, talk through the toilets at prison, that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. In, like, that one show.
When they would try to hide cell phones or when they had their underwear business.
Mm-hmm.
Their used underwear business.
That was funny.
A little crazy.
But I watched this, like...
They made money, though.
Mm-hmm. I watched this, like, realistic prison show.
I watched a whole bunch of prison shows.
Oh my god, they're so good. I don't know.
I saw this one. What was it called? Bird something? Something bird.
Bird Box?
No. It was on Netflix, I think. I don't know, but it was really good. It shows, like, women in prison. In, like, actual prison. Like, mm-hmm. What it's actually... Like, Orange is New Black is, like, scripted. It's not real.
It's, like, lesbian prison.
Yeah. But, this one was, like, Jailbird. It was called Jailbird.
Mm.
It was really good.
I think I did see that.
It was so good. I watched it twice. Or I love watching when the prisoners scare little children on YouTube.
Oh, what's that called?
The Zappies.
Sorry,
what is that called? I don't know. But, yeah, I think I watched one called, like, Prison Life.
Ooh, Prison Life.
I'm pretty sure that's one of them. I don't know. They're really good. Whatever is on Netflix about prison, I'll watch it.
Yeah, me too. I've seen almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about serial killers? Any documentaries? I love documentaries. Mm-hmm. I can watch them all day, every day.
What did you think about...
Did you watch the program?
The program?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I did watch
it's brand new.
One that I haven't seen. I did watch the one where that guy was, like, killing cats and posting videos of it on Twitter.
Oh, or, I, like, hate cat people or something.
Yeah, or like
I saw a little
early YouTube or something. It was good. It was pretty good. But it was, like, hard to watch because, like, ow.
What's it say? I be kind and brave.
I be kind, love.
Oh, I can't see that.
Be kind, hashtag love.
Yeah, she's a cheerleader. She's a cheerleader.
Yeah, she's cheering.
Someone's excited for the team. Cheer, yeah. May.
Where did Ella go?
I don't know. She ran away. Oh, what an op.
Oh my god.
What an op.
Wish.
The co-host just left.
Yeah, what the heck. But what did you think about the Evan Peters movie or the show that he came out with when he was Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh, Dahmer? I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I thought it was good, but I feel bad because it, like, fucked him up.
Oh, yeah. I just wish it wasn't him.
I know.
But when it was with, like, Ross Lynch.
I didn't see that. That's on my list.
I saw the Ross Lynch one and the Dahmer. I just don't like blonde men.
True.
Like, he's okay.
Like, and, unless it's, okay. like, a dirty blonde, like, not yeah. fully blonde.
Like, I just don't like blonde men. Or, like, blue-eyed men.
Yeah.
This is just me.
So you're not attracted to people that look like you?
I don't like myself. Like, I like myself, but I don't like people who look like me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
In men version.
Yeah.
Scares me.
Frankie, what's your type?
Okay. Do you like people that look like you? Like feature wise,
like dark hair, dark eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. I don't. That is me. I'm.
What the fuck was that?
I'm more attracted to brunettes. And I'd rather, like, I'm more attracted to light eyes, but I'd fuck with a brown eyed guy. But I don't like blondes. I don't like redheads.
Well, he said.
Some blondes. Depends how good your abs are.
It's all on the abs. Mia, what'd you just find? What's going on?
Interesting things going on in my friend group. I think, I'm sure we all know, I have a specific type.
Yes, we do.
Okay, like, I basically like, I'm not someone that looks like me, but someone that has, like, my same personality. Like, opposites attract, but I don't want the person opposite to me.
I don't like completely opposite, but I also don't like exactly the same because it gets boring.
Yeah, really true.
I
think if you're
completely opposite, you have nothing else to talk about. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's, like...
Well, I feel like when I, like, talk to you, like, we have a lot of similarities, but we also have a lot of differences, and that just makes it even.
Oh, what was it?
And we always have conversations.
The olive always theory or whatever.
I hate olives. Same thing with pickles. Like, I love pickle people, but I hate pickles.
Oh, okay. Really? Like, even, like, fried pickles? Like,
no. But I love that, like, I could order it on my sandwich and just give it to my pickle friends.
That is true. That is really,
like, I love doing that, but I will not eat it. Yeah. Like, I try them. I try them once in a while. Like, each summer, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll like it.
Oh, my God, I know this.
I take a bite, I'm like, I don't like
you've
it.
Tried different brands
and yes I've tried
like cucumbers
yes
okay
I love cucumbers
cucumbers with a little salt on top.
Yeah, a little salt. Even a little
but
a little tahini.
But I think that celery and peanut butter.
Ooh, I love celery. That's mixed emotions for a lot of people.
Celery and cream cheese.
Celery and ranch.
With some wings.
Gotta
go to Wingstop.
Carrots. I don't like carrot spears. I like mini carrots or big carrots.
Mini carrots all the way.
Yep.
Anything else?
Wrong.
Don't like spears.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, I think it's good to have. Yeah. I think it's good to like
Alicia, welcome to the podcast.
You, but not completely. And
come here, would you like a microphone?
Have some similarities, but not a lot.
Here you go. Sorry, don't move it around too much.
I heard that you wanted recruiters, and I
love it. Hello? We were just talking. Do you like pickles?
I love pickles.
You do? You're a fan. Do you like, are you attracted to people who look like you?
People who look like me?
Yeah, like the same features. Girl version.
No, I don't think so.
Or do you like completely opposite?
Like blonde, blue eyes.
Or dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah, it'd probably be more.
You look, like, very nervous. Are you okay?
No, I'm just
you look very scared.
I'm sitting down. No, I like the opposite. Not
opposites?
Me. Yeah.
Because we were having mixed emotions about that. I love opposites. Like, does not look like me at all. Cannot have the same.
Yeah, features. No, I wouldn't want to date myself. No,
it's weird.
You it's like weird. Is this actually a thing?
That's on.
Like, is it like recording?
Yeah. Personality wise, do you like someone that is the complete opposite of you or has a lot of similarities?
Probably, I don't know, like a mix of both. I want some similarities, but you gotta have some differences.
Yeah, but you don't want too many differences that you can't talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this topic
you're talking about? I don't know.
Are you attracted to people that look like you or people who are opposite of you?
Like, are we talking like personality or like looks?
Personality and looks. We're talking about looks.
I like dark hair and light eyes.
Alright.
I will. Thanks for talking.
So I like. Okay, now that he's gone.
He looks very nervous.
Yeah. He's bombarded by 5 girls.
He was like,
I like dark hair and light eyes. I'm not just saying that because my boyfriend has dark hair and light eyes. I'm just saying that because, like, I just love, like, do you know Harry? Sorry, I just breathed so loud in that. Harry Hook from Descendants. I'm in love with him. But, him and then, like,
I
also.
I used to love Cameron Boyce. Rest his soul. Oh, you just hit the mic.
Jace Norman from Henry Ginger.
Oh, yes.
But, I just love guys that are, like, athletic and funny and, like.
Oh, they gotta have some jokes.
Yeah, but also you have to be mature because, like, I don't like when people are that mature.
But you need to have a little goofy side, you know?
Yeah, but when it goes for looks, I just like green or blue eyes, honestly, because I just love them. Love them so much. Like, almost, like, if I look up at, like, who I dated and, like, who I've talked to, like, most of them have blue eyes or green eyes. Gio is, like.
Her eyes are wet. Where'd you go?
I thought it was Mr. Armando.
Is it worth it? Is having an allergic reaction worth it?
No. That's so stupid.
You're gonna make a chunk right here, though.
No. Yeah. I wasn't expecting Wood Lucia to be here.
Me either.
I was talking to him in the
hallway
and I was like, oh, podcast.
Yeah, what?
Wow. I'm really surprised on the mixed emotions of. Who people are attracted to.
Light eyes all the way.
Light eyes all the way, but dark hair. Oh my god. I don't it just like compliments
light
people. Yeah.
Like, I have light eyes, so when I see other people.
Green eyes are sexy. When I was younger, wait, this is actually good. When I was younger,
I love dark
my
eyes,
type, so. I used to tell my parents and my sister all the time, when I get married, I'm going to get married to a tall guy with dark hair and green eyes. Like, black hair, green eyes was always my type. Mm-hmm. Always my green type. This is my plan. I'm going to go to Scotland or. Fresh out of college, marry a man that is tall, has the accent, light eyes, dark. Oh, I can't wait.
Just remember that what you're saying is you have.
I know, I have a boyfriend. Hi, Aiden. Much love.
Much love.
Love ya.
But I don't like looking at someone with light eyes because it scares me. Like, do I scare you guys with
no.
light eyes?
Yeah.
I think they're just like majestic.
No, but I feel like when
they're
I can't
on girls get, it's better.
Yeah,
I can't like, get with a guy who has light eyes because it's so creepy.
Like if you have light eyes and you think this, like,
it creeps
with
me
a
out.
Girl, it's better than.
Like, with a girl, it's better. Yeah, but like I love guys with like light eyes.
No, I love guys with light eyes.
Who has light eyes?
In the school, no, yeah. Right?
I can't even list one. I have no
Julian.
Idea.
Julian.
Oh yeah, Julian. He has blue eyes. I forgot about
Joe
him.
Perrin.
Mm-hmm. What color are his eyes?
Blue.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He has blue eyes.
Alright, guys. Everyone else has brown eyes. Brown eyes is very dominant, especially in this room.
Christian has blue eyes, right?
No.
No?
He has brown eyes.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you, guys. This is another episode of Ramble.
Nice episode. I left for half of it, though.
I hope everyone enjoyed this, honestly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed. This is like a weird setting change. Yeah. New Mileo.
Maleo, new environment.
Environment.
Be kind. Hashtag love.
Hashtag love. I hope everyone has a great day.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Bye,
especially
guys.
Especially you, Gio. Bye.
Bye, guys.